So time for an America's Cup update. The Auckland Council's voted on the preferred option for the base. It is not what the government wants, so they need to sort that out and quickly. Meantime, we've got the hosting fee issue and the spectre of the whole thing heading offshore. So a lot of speculation, not as much fact, of course. So let's see what we can fix here. Team boss Grant Dalton is with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
So talk to me about the council vote. They seem at odds with the government. Does it matter? How big a deal is it?
Oh, I think it's a big deal because there's no doubt that Wynyard Basin, for all the points that were raised within the report that we, the council, yesterday, we agree with. So certainly Wynyard Basin, the cluster, including Halsey Wharf, is the better option to hold the next America's Cup.
Okay. What about the hosting fee? Is it real? Who pays? Where are you at?
Well, it's an event. I think it's better described as an event fee because it is actually part of running the event. And there's a couple of things that are quite dear to us. One is free-to-air TV. And the other is basically any other part, like, for example, free access to the village. I mean, it seems would be ludicrous in my view to have to charge people to go through the village. So it's part of an event fee for an event which is separated from the team. It's a very important distinction. We've got costs, and this is a long event. It goes from December 2020 to March 2021. But look, everything's progressing. There's ebbs and flows. A major step made yesterday by the council, and really fantastic work by Panuku, and particularly Rod Marler from Panuku, to present all the facts and really how it should happen going forward.
So of all the headlines we've heard in these last couple of weeks, how much of it's genuine tension and there are genuine issues, and how much of it's just stuff that you work through in negotiations and it's life?
Well, I think it's been sensationalised in the press in some cases. Certainly our intention is and always has been to host the America's Cup in New Zealand. I mean, that's why we exist. There's some tension, but you're right. It's all part of the whole negotiation process, but it ends up getting played out a bit in the media and then in some cases gets a life of its own. But we're making good progress. As I say, yesterday was a great step. We're engaged with government and council and we're moving forward.
Right. So some people are suggesting you're using the hosting fee to blackmail New Zealand and this is, you know, a rich man's game. We're going through the whole argument we've gone through for every other America's Cup. None of that is true.
Well, people have formed their own opinion about the old rich man's game, and I think in a lot of cases, in some countries, it's absolutely true. I think based on, you know, we're the most Googled sports story this year, etc. There's huge interest in the country for the Cup, and some of that's intrigued, to be fair. But it's like the All Blacks trying to put on the World Cup. I mean, the team is separated from the event. I mean, that's a really important point. And we're trying to put on an event which is free to the public, not an event where they've got to pay, they don't have ticket sales, not an event where you can't get it unless you're a subscriber to a pay-to-air channel. So those things cost.
Yeah. The chances of it heading offshore are what?
Well, I haven't really tried to put them in percentages or any other way because in the end we're still engaged in a meaningful moving forward discussion with government and council. Which has to keep moving pretty quick because, you know, as it was reported yesterday from the council meeting, there's a resource consent's got to go in by January the 15th to make the timeframes. But it's moving forward. As I say, it ebbs and flows a little bit, but that's part of negotiation.
So you still can't rule it out going offshore?
I'd be very surprised if that could ever happen. Certainly that is not our intention to take it offshore, but we've got to get to this point where we have a deal ultimately.
Okay. For those who are negative about this, when you read all the reports on the jobs, the super yachts, the marine industry, the infrastructure report yesterday on retail, $200 million coming in, why don't more people see this for what it is?
Well, I'm almost too close to it to answer that question. I guess they see their ratepayers' money or taxes or whatever going into an event and they can't see it ultimately in their pocket. But you know, this thing returns and you can argue the economic data impact, whether it's right or wrong. Some people have different multiplier effects, but it's something like for any dollar invested, it's like 10 to 15 to 1 return. I mean, I wouldn't mind that on my super fund. But it, in the end, you can't. A lot of people just will never see that. And I think in some cases, zealous and that, they see it. They can't see the wood for the trees, even if it was obvious.
Mm.
And you're never going to get through all of that. I mean, we've just got to suck that up a little bit, really.
So I was going to say, does that frustrate you? Because you know what happens by the time the gun goes and the yachts cross the line, all of that will be behind us and we'll do what we do every time, and that is get on board and it'll be brilliant.
Well, certainly we came through a rough period that led us into the Cup in Bermuda that we just won. And then, yeah, you're right. I mean, as I say, the Cup win in Bermuda was amazing for the country and the public, and everyone got on board. So it does happen. I mean, it's difficult because you'd really like everybody to be on board, but frankly, not everybody liked rugby either, even though it's our national game and we're so damn good at it. So, like, we're just doing our job. We're trying to put a great event on. We want to make it the best America's Cup ever. It's important to us. We're a bunch of guys and girls just doing our very best. And I wish we could have everybody on board, but it isn't ever going to happen. Life just doesn't work that easily.
It doesn't indeed. Listen, have a Merry Christmas, Grant. Appreciate your time very much, and we'll catch up in 18. Grant Dalton with us this morning.